and will cause you to be prosperous people while walking this planet Earth. There was nothing in this earth when he created it that would cause you to sweat, stress, or be upset or anything like that. He designed this earth to feed you, to give you what you need, and you could speak to it and say, come forth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen now, listen. Even before the curse came here, it didn't even rain like you see it rain. Were you around the other day? When was that, Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. It rained, and because a bunch of other days it rained too. But it rained, and it comes out, it blows, wind blows, get stuff messed up, knock trees down, and then you hear tornadoes and all that kind of stuff. But before the curse got here, it didn't do that. When the plants needed some water, a mist came up from the earth. Oh, God had a mighty system. You know, see, the mist came up and watered the plants from beneath. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Adam allowed someone in this earth had no right to be here. And he sneaked in, he used his cleverness, and Adam recognized, but he just didn't do anything about it. But Eve was deceived. She thought she was doing right. And he should have stopped it, but he didn't. And ever since then, trouble had been in this world. And you have been challenged. And so God sent a second Adam and stopped and rearranged, straightened it out, and set things right. And now he's telling you, you got an enemy here in this earth, but I'm going to tell you how to live victorious over him. Take my words. My spirit will reveal them to you and give you revelation. As you read the scripture, they will not just be words you're reading, but they become revelation revealed to you who I am and who you are and what you can do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Most people deal heavily with the intellectual realm that can get you so far. But if you want to be a strong, overcoming, triumphant individual, people as well, and do explore, like Daniel said in his writing, if you want to be that kind of person, you need to be both spiritual, intellectual, and you need to be knowledgeable, and you need to know how to take care of the temple. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, when you realize that you are spirit and you've been born again, I don't know if I need to go through the process of new birth. I'm assuming you understand that. You've been born again. You have the life of God in your spirit. You have his nature there. You have his love there. You have faith there. You have grace that's been applied to your life. And you take and you open this book up. And as you open it up and begin to read it, you have the teacher on the inside of you, and what used to be a mystery become a message. I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't quite get that. When you open it up and the Spirit of God is on the inside of you, you're born again, the life of God is in you. When you open this book up, it won't be a Reader's Digest to you. Of the daily journals. It becomes a message from God to you. You make it so personally, I take it as God is sitting there talking to me. I can take him at his word. When he tells me, he said, Henry, you're a new creation. Hallelujah. When he said, George, you're a brand new man.
Hallelujah.
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 When he said, Bo, you're my special.
Hallelujah.
What are you saying? I am in the family of the redeemed. And when I read this in the Word, and these some of the things he says, I'm getting there. He says, concerning you, if when you become one with me, you, he said, the greater one, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. He said, he says, life, my life in you had become the life I gave to you. So now I'll give you my life. So let me live my life through you, and you will be like me, and you will live successful, victorious over all the opposition come your way. Never said you wouldn't be challenged. Never said you wouldn't have problems. But he said, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. He said, I'm talking to you. You can do everything. Everything I call you to do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Then he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So what are you doing? I'm hearing instruction from God, my Father, telling me who I am. So I get these same words. When sickness show up, say, you got the wrong address. Hallelujah. When poverty shows up, I'm not living your life. I got a life from my Father. And it's got everything I need over and above. I'm rich. I'm healthy. I'm strong. I'm wealthy. And you want me to tell your poverty what's in my house? Wealth and riches are in my house. And I live by faith and not by sight. My walk is with God. And God is a faith God. And he tells me everything I need to live this life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, when I get to this place that I understand the power of words, then I take this, listen to me now, then I take his word and I make them my words. Like he said, what did he say? My thoughts are not your thought, neither my ways your way. Now that I have the mind of Christ, now that I have taken on, his thoughts have become what? My thought. His ways become my way. I see it the way he see it. I do it the way he said do it. And I speak like he said speak. He took his word. Come on in the house now. He took his word. Woo, my God. He took his word. And your eyes can see it. He formed the world and put you in it. And told you in the word everything that was in this world. In this world. You can find everything he said in this world. You can find the animal. You can find the animal plant. You can find the fowl plant. You can find the sea plant. You can find all that. And then you can find the human being. Then you can see the trees. You can see the birds. The trees. And you see all of these things. Right? He formed it. You see it. And he said, now, I'll create you like me. Take my word, and I said you're a new creature. I said you're wonderfully and marvelous made. I said you are my chosen. You're my priesthood. You are like me. Now take my word and form your world like you want it to be. Hallelujah. Do you want your world filled with misery, suffering, and sorrow, and pain? No. Well, take my word and speak the blessing. Speak and create your world to live that men will look at you and see and say, there's a blessed man. There's a blessed woman. There's a man that knows God. There's a woman that knows God. There's God's children. But you know what the devil tried to do? Con you out of it. Have you saying things about yourself that's not true? Have you living a life that's not real? Call you all kind of pain, all kind of suffering. Amen. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. So Let's move on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I got something. I'll get there. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.